And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
No, pregnancy is not a disability, but you should treat it like it is. Hi, this is Ben Ford from Verrill's Labor and Employment Practice Group. For years, the law around pregnancy accommodations has been a bit confusing, with some courts holding that they are disabilities under the ADA and other courts holding that they are not. Well, state legislators have begun to step in to clarify the law and saying that pregnancies are not disabilities, but you still need to accommodate complications from pregnancies as if they are. This means that a pregnant worker would be entitled to such things as a stool or a slightly longer break during pregnancy. After their pregnancy, they would also be entitled to lactation facilities, which are usually small rooms that can be locked and secured and are not bathrooms. There are still many questions remaining about pregnancy accommodation, like, does a pregnant mother need to ask for an accommodation before the employer provides one? Or is it an interactive process the same as the ADA? The good news is that most people are already complying with the law, so it should not present too much of a management burden. But if it does, maybe you should call Verrill's Labor and Employment Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill.